StoryCorps conversations can start conversations. That's one reason behind our week-long tribute to StoryCorps Chicago. In 2012, Lisa Daniels' son was killed in a drug deal that went bad. Darren Easterling was 25, a father of two children. 4 years later, Lisa visited the StoryCorps booth in Chicago with her friend, Sherry Allen Reeves. They talked about Darren's story and how Daniels has worked to redefine his legacy. She began by describing the night he was shot. She'd gotten a call from one of Darren's friends. They knew something bad had happened, but they didn't know where he was.
My husband walked up to me. I'm sitting at the kitchen table. And I remember, you know, just kind of giving him everything that I had got. Okay, so he's not at the police station. He's not at the hospital. So, yeah, it's okay. It's cool. So we'll just wait. And he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, let's try the morgue. And I called the morgue. I said, I'm calling because there was an incident earlier involving my son. I'm wondering about the possibility that he may be there. He said, yep, he's here. My next thought was, can I talk to him? But before I asked the question, I heard the response in my head saying, no, Lisa, he's not sitting in the lobby, sweetie. And I said, oh, okay. And I put my head down on the table. And I remember saying, oh, Darren, although he died under violent circumstances, he was a human being and he was my son. One of the things that I have seen over the years is the division that has taken place in the city. You know, it's us and those thugs, it's us and those monsters. And the truth of the matter is that those individuals are human beings too. The more we continue to dehumanize them, the less human they will conduct themselves, the less human they will continue to be.
What I don't hear is a sense of anger or resentment for the young man who took your son's life. What's up with that? Where are you with who he is?
I don't know what's going to happen in the trial. Somebody asked me not long ago, are you looking for justice? What is justice? I said, I don't see justice as anything more than a self-absorbed perception that a wrong has been righted and a belief that I'll be able to sleep better at night or I'll be able to move on with my life because justice has been served when nothing could be further from the truth. I don't want this boy to spend the rest of his life in jail. What I do want him to do is I want him to change his thought process.
And understand the impact.
And understand the impact. And on some level, try to repair the harm. That would be justice. But you know why? Because it would be restorative, not criminal justice.
Since the stories aired, I've been appointed to the Illinois Prisoner Review Board, and it gives me an opportunity to work with men who are justice involved. So I feel like I've kind of come full circle. I get to show love and kindness and grace to individuals coming through the criminal justice system. I get to hand down a decision with love and simply focusing on who they are versus what they've done. I just don't believe that any of us are the sum total of the worst thing that we've ever done or experienced.
That is Lisa Daniels. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. You can continue to preserve stories with your loved ones through the StoryCorps app or StoryCorps Connect. For more information, visit StoryCorps.org/participate.